I remember in town one day, I really need to tell you this. Murray and I pulled up to a red light, and I probably told you before, and I'm going to tell you again. I was coming up in my lane to a red light, and this girl's trying to get into the lane, and she starts cussing me. I didn't see her. Me and Murray was talking. This girl started cussing me. She cussed me. The little fly wouldn't light on me, man. And I remember she pulled up, she screamed in my window, "You blankety, blankety, blank, blankety, blank, blank, blank." And I looked at Murray, I said, "What did she say?" And Murray said, "I ain't going to repeat that." So I pulled on up to the red light, and Joe, by the time I got to the red light, son, I done got fleshed out. I throwed her up in park, and out the door I came. Murray said, "Eddie, don't do it. You got to know where I came from." Amen. And I come around the back of the van, and that girl seen me. She's a good-sized girl, man. She might have whooped me. She was sitting there, and she's looking at me real mean. When I come around the back of the van, it was like I run into something. Something hit me in the chest, and I went back like this. And I went, I pointed at her, and I went, "I'm sorry." That was sure out of my spirit because it wasn't my flesh. That ain't what I wanted to say. I said, "I didn't see you. If I'd have seen you, I'd let you out. I'm sorry, all right? I'm sorry." She went, okay. And I got back in, and I shut the door, and man, my adrenaline's going. I'm like this right here. And I looked at Murray. I said, "Did I cuss?" I was mad. I didn't know what I said. She said, "No, honey, you done good. You done real good." I'll tell you, I was mad. And I remember how it took me about 2.5 hours to come off of that adrenaline thing, but it's where I came from, and it's the way I was raised, and you know how hillbillies are. We're stubborn, man. You don't let people talk to you like that, especially in front of your wife, amen? The reason I'm telling you this is to get to my point. I want you to turn to Deuteronomy 8 and 2. Deuteronomy 8 and 2. My little sister said it. She said it a while ago. That pottery's got to be just right. All the water's got to be out of it. It'll explode. There's a time. God's been talking about timing all week. He's been talking about seasons. And there's time for things, and there's times not for things. I want you to understand how God deals with us. He's a good daddy. Somebody say, "God's a good daddy." And He knows how to discipline us. He knows how to get us ready. The Lord chastises those that He loves. And if you look that word chastise up, it means scourge. It comes from the same word. I'm telling you, God will body slam you if He needs to. How many of y'all know that God will give you the eyebrow first time? How many of y'all got kids and grandkids? You know what I'm saying? First time the grandbabies get out of line, I got one in the middle there, boy. I mean, she used to really try, Papa. And I look, I give her the eyebrow. I go, And she's got it now. It just took her a while. Amen. The second time, you get them by the arm. I said, "Don't you do that now. I'm going to get you." Third time, you get the bottom spanked. Amen. And I remember God has done that to me. God's given me the eyebrow before. Don't you say that. Don't you go there. I've said this many times. If you ever say this, I shouldn't say this, but don't say it. I really shouldn't say this, but don't say it. Don't say it. You're going to get in trouble. I'm telling you, your tongue will get you in more trouble with God. He don't like us gossiping on each other. He wants us to pray for each other. And I'm telling you, you'll see faults in people. If you're around them a lot and you go to church with them a lot, you will see their faults. But don't you ever forget that you have them too. And if you forget, God will surely remind you. Because He's a good daddy. Somebody say amen. Deuteronomy 8 and 2. If you got it, say amen. "Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness." Why? "To humble you, to prove you, and to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep His commandments or not." Would you read that with me, please? "And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, to prove thee, and to know what was in thy heart, whether you would keep His commandments or not." Do you know God don't need ministers that are brawlers? Do you know that God can't put an anointing in Eddie Day to do anything for the kingdom if I'm going to get mad and smack people every time I get mad? And I'm telling you, that was my nature. You just don't know where I came from. It's just easier for me to hit somebody than to think about it. I got in a lot of trouble. Murray has sat in police stations with me while they fingerprinted me. I've had stitches in my knuckles. I've had my hands broke two or three times, hitting and fighting. I've had my brains kicked out. I didn't always win. And it's all because of the pride and the stubbornness. I would not walk away. I'd fight a football team with chainsaws just to prove a point. And it's wrong. And I'm telling you, that thing will destroy you as a Christian. God hates pride. He hates it. It stinks to him. Don't you ever forget this. God told me one time, he said, son, preachers that have a lot of pride in them, he said, it's like drinking milk out of a coffee cup. Now, God spoke this to me. He said, it's still milk, but it's got a funny taste to it. It's not pure. He said, there's something in it. And he said, it's not pure. And he said, I cannot use you to your full potential as long as you got that temper and as long as you have to get mad. And all the, you always got to be right. You always got to have the last word. You always got to, why do you have to do that? And this is what I used to tell my wife. My grandpa was that way. My daddy was that way. And I'm that way. That's who I am. You married me. That's who I am. Either love it or leave it. That's what I used to tell her. I said, I ain't changing. I can't change. I'm made this way. Whew. You better not ever tell God that.